Good morning. Welcome to Focus. Terry James here, and we are with Kim Harrison, Executive Director of the Mercer County Family Crisis Center. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Terry.
Hi there. And I remember being out last year because you guys had just moved into your new location at 309 Northwest 2nd Street. Isn't that right?
That is absolutely right. Yes, that building was donated to us by Dr. Rajput and his family, and we were able to move in July of just this past year. Mm-hmm. During the walk last year, we were still under construction, so we had our open house and we let people do a walkthrough. But now we're up moving and working in there, and it's beautiful in there. So I'm hoping everybody comes out to our walk this year. We're going to open up the door so everybody can see the final outcome of everything.
And we're going to get to more of the Champions for Children's Walk coming up in a little bit, because it is Child Abuse Prevention Month. What does the Mercer County Family Crisis Center do to help prevent child abuse?
Well, we are part of, we're the Children's Advocacy Center, so we're part of a multidisciplinary team. What that team does is it's a group of disciplines that come together to work to help prevent abuse and to help bring justice to those kids who have been abused.
Gotcha.
So we've got state's attorney's office, we've got police departments, we've got DCFS, we've got mental health, we have... medical, and then we have advocacy. Mm-hmm. And so all of us work together to help those children through the trauma that they've been through, getting from the investigation to getting them justice to helping them heal.
And one of the things I really like about that program is that when kids have to come to court to testify, which sometimes happens, being an advocate for them is something that's very, very important.
Very, very important. Mm-hmm. Between us and then the state's attorney's office has a victim advocate also. We work together to work with those families to help them through that process and be with them so that they don't have to go through all that by themselves.
Well, let's talk about fighting for our kids, and we can all do that in the community through the Champions for Children Walk. It's scheduled for May 3rd, but it's really important to get registered right now. Can you tell us about that, Kim?
Yes. Actually, it's a twofold thing. We've got the Blue Kid sponsorship, and that is to help bring awareness to the community of Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. Purchase a blue kid, gets a blue kid in your yard. And then our walk is actually the first Saturday of May, May 3rd. That walk will be from starting at our new location.
That's 309 Northwest 2nd Street.
Yes. Yep. And then, sign up now in order to get a t-shirt. You have to
be signed up by the 23rd of April to get a t-shirt for sure.
For sure. Yes. We always get extras, so don't fret. I'm sure we'll have plenty, but try to get your thing in by the 23rd. And then for the blue kids, try to get those in by, I think, the 23rd or the 26th. If you donate $500, that gets your name on the back of our t-shirts.
And the great thing about the Blue Kids campaign is it's a way to show that you are behind children in our community. You are against child abuse and want to do what you can to prevent it.
That is absolutely right, yes.
So sign up and get that blue kid in your front yard. Also, you can check out, we're going to put a link, Kim, on our Facebook page and website that you can just click and then get signed up for that Champions for Children Walk.
Perfect.
So we'll have that on our website and Facebook page. And we just want to know, how are you settling into the new place?
Oh, we love the new place. Our biggest worry was that it wasn't going to have that home feel like we had at the house. But now that we've got in and we've got settled, and I've had several responses of saying, this is comfortable. This feels like home. It feels safe. And I've got a lot of good responses from it. So we are so happy to be in there. And we are so blessed that everything came about the way that it came about. And it worked out the way that it needed to work out. And gave us more privacy. It's given us more space, and it's just so nice in there. So just come check it out.
Very cool. And very nice to hear that. Again, the Blue Kids campaign, get a blue kid in your front yard to show your support in the fight against child abuse. And also the Champions for Children Walk. Now is the time to register for that May 3rd walk. What is the phone number over there at the Mercer County Family Crisis Center?
309-582-7233.
All right, Kim, thank you very much for your time, and we will see you out at the walk, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Terry.